Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Bouncing Back. Remember to join me at the end of my podcast for a few grammar notes. Bouncing Back. It all started just before Thanksgiving. My daughter had a temperature of 103 and a bad cough. I had kept her home from school and didn't plan on her going back for a while. The next day, as the 22 guests arrived for lunch, I noticed that one of the cousins had a similar cough. But I was really too busy to be thinking about illness. Well, Thanksgiving came and went. The plates and cutlery were washed, the tables were put away, and everything was back to normal. But then I noticed that one of the guests hadn't left. He had actually not even been invited. He was a most unwelcome guest, and his name was The Flu. I opened the front door and asked him to leave, but he just smiled at me. He was comfortable and obviously planned on staying. Before I knew it, everyone was ill. Coughs, temperatures, weakness, and stomach problems. Most of our relatives who had been with us were also miserably sick. I, at that point, wasn't. Usually, I take care of everyone else and I'm fine. But it was my turn. I had looked into the face of the flu too many times. After a few days of doing nothing and feeling sorry for myself, I went to the shops. "Anna, is that you? You look terrible," said a friend of mine I bumped into. "Oh, thanks," I said, not feeling very thankful, and not wanting to hear any more about how I looked. I made a few phone calls and wasn't recognized. "Anna, you sound awful," was the comment I received. Well, I'm not surprised. I sounded as if I had gravel in my throat. After a few more days, I was much better, and so was everyone else. In fact, I have bounced back. My energy level is up to the roof. I'm studying for my classes, seeing friends and rushing around, preparing for Christmas, while listening to a very loud version of Handel's Messiah. Now that the gravel has disappeared from my throat, I can do a podcast. It's good to be back. And if you want any advice from me, be very careful which guests you invite to your house. Okay, let's look at three grammar points. We'll start off with number one, a most unwelcome guest. Why do we use the word most? We could use the word very. A very unwelcome guest. Both are completely correct. Most sounds a little bit more formal, and it's also very good in stories. And I suppose I'm telling a bit of a story in this podcast, so I'm using most. And of course, it can be followed by more or less any adjective. A. She was a most gracious relative, always giving and patient. She was a most gracious relative, always giving and patient. B. They were a most unbearable gang of young men, always causing conflicts and violence. They were a most unbearable gang of young men, always causing conflicts and violence. Number two, to feel sorry for oneself. I feel sorry for myself. Well, what you're saying is that you feel sad about your personal situation. You feel pity for yourself. A. The dog is feeling sorry for himself because he lost his bone. The dog is feeling sorry for himself because he's lost his bone. B. We all feel sorry for ourselves sometimes, but it's healthier to try and be thankful. We all feel sorry for ourselves sometimes, but it's healthier to try and be thankful. Number 3, gravel. Well, we know what gravel is. In fact, I still have a little bit of gravel left in my voice. I can hear it. Gravel is the noun, you know. It's the collection of little rocks that are put on the street. And we use the word gravel in the expression of having a bad voice because of illness. There is a term, a gravelly voice, and we use that very often in English. And it describes a roughness, a choppiness to the voice that often comes with sickness. It's not soreness. It's nothing to do with your throat hurting. It's the sound. And some people have a gravelly voice without being ill. It's just natural. A. The old fisherman had rough, wrinkly skin and a gravelly voice. The old fisherman had rough, wrinkly skin and a gravelly voice. B. My throat was feeling better. It wasn't sore anymore. But my voice was gravelly. My throat was feeling better. It wasn't sore anymore, but my voice was gravelly. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's good to be back. I hope you are keeping well and not welcoming the flu to your house. Remember, you can join me on my Facebook page if you haven't already. And it's called Anna from A Cup of English. Just send me a friend request and I will grant it to you. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.